Okay, Siman Pei Zion. Siv Hei. V'chad discusses Beitzim. Beitzim and Psaim Ba'ifois Imhim Gemuris. Now I know if the Gemuris, which is Sheish Nam Chelwein V'chalmain, Avishim Uru B'gidim, even though they're connected with sinews, with Gidim, Arze Gemura. Motalacha V'chalav. It's meant to eat in a chalma. The im ein la el chalmai also the vashla, which the shach says it means to eat it. Also the vashla mechav you to eat it. But im achim fnei atzma mutalachal achreim gevina oy chalav. That one could do. Knows even though you cannot eat it with chalav, but it does not have a din of basa mamish, right? Besa'if mechal is only asmid rabbanan. And on this they were in Geiza. Now, the Arpaiskim, the Prichadish, Pritayah, says the Chatchila, one should be Nizer and not eat Gvina Chalav afterwards, but the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that it does not have a din of Basar. Now, what's considered Gemurais? So here we have a Machlekes Rishayim. What's considered Gemurais? At what point is it considered Gemuris? You have the Rashba, Rashi, and other Shem. The Mechaber is paskening that as long as it has the Chelbein and the Chalmein, the Chelbein is the white, the Chalmein is the yolk, Avishim Uru Begidim, even though it's still connected with the Gidim. Rach Shulchan writes, V'yira li, Eina kavana davka, Rach Shulchan says, Chal. Ena kavana davka shenigma gama chelbein b'shleimus and klipasi arachal. Right, the eggs have a soft peel, it's like that membrane, and then there's the hard shell. So says the Aruch Shulchan, it seems to him that it doesn't mean that the shenigma gama chelbein b'shleimus and klipasi arachal lenechsa raka klipa kashan, that all that's missing is that hard shell. So when we talk about that it's gemurais and that it had the chelbein and the chelmein, does not mean that the chelbein is complete with its membrane around it, because then it would not be. You can't say alpishim or begidin. El kavanasin sheish lechelbein vechelmein. Klema hachelmein nigma. The yolk is finished. Vachelbein adayim begidulai. The az adayim him ura kitzas begidin. Shenigma gam hachelbein. Then nifrid elegamri avkadim kishay klipa. So he's telling us. So you see from the Aruch Shulchan the different stages in the growth of the egg. First is the yolk, and then the white develops around it, till it develops that membrane around it, and then it's no longer attached with the gidim, and then comes the hard shell. The shach and ois yud, the shach, he brings down, he says, the chelmain alone, the yolk alone, even if it's not murais, says the oisin shenim v'chalmein v'chalmein afilim uris muta b'diavet. So the Aruch Shulchan ois chalpeh says l'ani is daiti dvarim t'muim him on those words of the shach. The chal shenigmu v'chalmein v'chalmein e'ef sheshiyum uris. Again, he doesn't understand that line of the shach. Chal shenigmu v'chalmein levad e'ef sheshiyum uris v'yof as rabbeinu ramah shlechilik b'tar eschatas v'legir kanklam. Okay, now the Shach at the end brings down something interesting. At the end he says, Uchumduma She'ena Noshim. Right, he says, She'ena Noshim. He says, the women are Machmer even.
Three
lines. What?
Three lines from the other halfway down the line.
Yeah. Chumdum she'en anashim nagus heta. Afilu nigru ligamre. Begama klipa chitzoyne kosha ligamre. Ein shal. Benim shuach ramachshal. Rav teres chadashom b'minik zeh. The Aruch Shulchan also brings it down over there. Chav Beis, meaning that if I find in the stomach of the mother after the Shechita, then even if it's full, even if it's complete with the hard shell, but let's say the egg came out while the chicken was alive, the egg came out in its normal way. So then, even if it's a klipa racha, even if it only has a soft klipa, then it will be mutter to eat a chalav l'chatchila. That's why it's brought down in the Pesachei Tshuvah and the Yavetz and the Aruch HaShulchan also over there makes this chilek. I mean, that which there be a machmir is only when you found it inside the chicken. But if it comes out of the stomach, if it leaves the chicken, even if it would leave without that hard shell, we would go with the din. So the mechaber ends off. Avol im ochlim b'fnei atzman muta lechol achrim gvinoi chalav. So the B.R. Grove here in Osid Beis, he points out what's the chiddush. Says kim the b'sa'if b'chol drabanan. So like we said, since the whole b'sa'if to begin with is only esed drabanan, so here they were even more makel. We say esed. V'lashon b'schaim shem rabin muta b'loy kinuach b'loy netzil zidayim. It's more than even without kinuach, without netzil zidayim. Fires Tony Agra, kipir shteisesham oy v'achach mina. Meaning that that you don't need to wait, you don't need kinuch, you don't need tzitzidayim. But like I mentioned, Pichadish wants to say maybe that you would have to wait. You would have to wait on chatchila. The chiddush of the gra is that even though we mentioned there's machlekes if you need kinuach or netzila by other cases of meat or chicken to chalav, but over here you don't have to. Now the it says that's the halacha ma'aseh about these eggs. There's a name for these eggs, no? Eggs that are found in the chicken. No. How many times did you shecht? Oh, no, you don't have to shecht. Just bring home a chicken. Wow. Okay. Sivav. Hamu'ushan v'mvashel v'chametreis. Hamu'ushan means it was smoked. Smoked, you're smoking it with the heat of the fire. With the heat, with hadi. There's two types of smoking. Now there's cold smoke and hot smoke. This is with hot, with the heat of the fire. And the same thing will be if you kaivish the bas v'chalav and then you smoked it, or right on the day they will soak it and then smoke it. If you smoked it or you mevashel chametz v'ya ain't like chalav. V'chein mevashel basa b'mei chalav or b'chalav mesa. So we'll go more into that by Siv Ches. What is mei chalav? What is that? The way. Oy b'chalav mesa. Or if it's chalav from a dead animal, there's a machlekes. If the drisha was discussing in Prim Gadim, if there's it's an avela on this, it's an avela chalav mesa. Oy b'chalav zachar, or if chalav zachar behema, the shach says it's a behema. Oy shabishol dam b'chalav. Patum, ain't like an achilas in Shabbos of Chalav. And then the Ramah says, Chalav Zachalim, if you're Chalav Klal, and not like it, there's Shabbos, ain't a oyster. The Rambam explains because Chol Zoch is not Shchiach. Why is there no Brahma Arsayin? Why is there no Brahma Arsayin? So that the Yadud says that since it's Lo Shchiach, they weren't guys of Gosu Marasayin. Why is it not a problem of Eva Menchai? Right, the whole et of Cholov, the Gemara and Brachar learns from Pasi that you can drink milk from an animal. So maybe Zachar is
animal or
the Shach is talking about animal. But so that the Darkei Tshuva brings the Zerzov brought down in the Isveta, that by Zachar is just considered Zeb Alma. If you take a look at the Gilim Hashah. Ois Yud back, that's a by Sif Dalit, says Asa Lavasha B'chol Avisha Pri Maris Ayin. So Asa to cook B'chol Avisha because Maris Ayin says Gili Masha Who the Chol Zocha De Adam Shach Sikod De Zayin. Chol Zocha De Adam would also be included in Maris Ayin. He brings that Agoparim, okay, it's not Shkiach, so we don't have to shlaan it so much. But Mu'ushin, what's the Issa Mu'ushin? Is it Issa Deraisa? Is it Issa Drabanan? What are we talking about over here? So many Paiskim learn it's Issa Deraisa, the Pri Chadash, and the Graf files the Pri Chadash over here. And I see Gimel, the Graf says, Mu'ushin, Yerushalmi, Perikvav, the Nidar, Rabbanan, the Kisin, Sha'alan, Mu'ushin, Mahu. Shehibam Shum Tavshir Shabbos. The Ishami in the Dharm asks, what's the din of Ma'ushan Ligabe Bishal on Shabbos? Ma'u Shehibam Shum Basav Chalav. And the Ishami over there does not answer the Shaila. The Ishami actually has a Safik Menegea, other Shailas also Menegea in the Dharm. If someone asks himself from a Vushal, from Bishal. The Shami is also Minigaya. I think the Shami is also Minigaya. Bishalakum. Says the Prichadosh, and the Gun quotes it, Av Perk Zain the Shabbos Shom, Hatzoyla, Vam Tagin, Ashadik, Vam Ashain, Kulu Mishum Vashom. That's the Shami. Says the Prichadosh, Im Kain, Huadin, Lini Vasav Chalav. Saying it's true by Vasav Chalav. So they're taking a jump over here. They're saying that if the Ishami is mesupik about all these three things, and now the Ishami is saying that Shabbos is Bishul, so who did Basav Chalav? He's equating the two. Did we ever discuss this? I think we did. That the Pri Chadosh and the Megillah seem to equate Bishul with Shabbos to Bishul Basav Chalav. Perhaps Bishul Akum it would be different because Bishul Akum is a Dindrabanan. So there will be Mekel. So they're learning that Mamash is the Daraisa. And that's the way many Paiskim learn. There are the others that learn that it's a Safik Daraisa. Safik Daraisa. Because the Shami is Mesopi. Shami in Shabbos. Shami in Shabbos being Paishid Chashayba. Shabbos Shai. Doesn't say Basav Chalav. Says it are Chashuk and Ois Chafesim. Learns a Safik Daraisa.
Is there a
question? What?
Is there a
question? I mean, that's the question. If it's Derech Bishul has two definitions. I mean, Derech Bishul means, is it Derech Bishul that would ask the shame Bishul? That's what we're clarifying about. Derech Bishul also could mean, is this how people cook? I'm not sure which way you're asking.
I was asking.
That's not the discussion over here.
Because
it's normal to be mashing. I'm assuming that was the assumption. Now the Pri Chadosh and the Gra, they're raya to Asa from Shabbos. So that the crazy writes, he says, Yesh Lidchos, Basav Chalav, derech bishul asur teira. This is not derech bishul to be mechamim with Hashem. Therefore, they shall be clear by both and only answer by Shabbos. That's what Rashi says, like you were pointing out.
The
crazy. Now you see base. Prima Gadamosa in Mishmetz is Alf said, don't be even done with the two. Because Leinian Shabbos could be Leinian Shabbos. He says the other way, he says, could be Leinian Shabbos, it's not a malacha. Right? In Hilchot Shabbos, what's declared? Is this choshev a malacha or not? Basav Chalav, it's the question is this a bishul? Maybe Derech Bishul or something like that. Because it says Lo Sevashul. So maybe we could be Mechalik and our Shulchan answer side like that in Yud to be Mechalik between them. The Gra goes further. The Gra over here in Yudalid when he's talking about Mevushal B'chamei Tveria, Kishkos of Shabbos Memam and Beis. Over there it's before that Shabbos. It's Pater Avalasa because it's only a Sidrabana. So then it's the Gra is saying that it will only be a Drabana. So it's mashma that the Bechamei Tveria, that there's no issue the Raisa. Even though the reason why it's Pater by Shabbos is because it's not doing it in Mishkan. That's the thing where it's mashma. So then what's the raya that Bishul Basav Chalav should be Elamai, they're teaching, they're explaining that not being David in Mishkan means it's not Derech Bishul. And once it's not Derech Bishul, meaning because in Mishkan they did things Derech Bishul. So if they didn't do this in the Mishkan, must be it's not Derech Bishul. And therefore you could carry it over. And that's why it's Mashma and Rashi over there also. And this takes us to the read of the Neid Yehuda and the Moshe Feinstein over there in Halacha Shabbos of what is being Derech Bishul or not. Now, these are two shittas. Either it's the Raisa or Safik the Raisa. There's a third shita, the Levush, the Chacham Sadam, that seem to learn as Drabanan. That's Midrabanan Moshan. It's Drabanan. But like we said, it's not if the Ishan itself is Yatzalad this way. Then, but if it's not Yatzalad, but then it's cold, so then it's like Kavash, which is a short Drabanan. Nowadays, most Ishun is done with coal. You know, there's a fire with smoke, but they're smoking in the cold smoke. And the hot smoke, and therefore, according to everyone, would not be awesome in a Torah, and therefore, if it did get cooked with milk, it would be mutter. I don't know.
Why is that different than kavush or...
It's not different than kavush.
Luach.
Same thing. Vidravan. So if somebody is mashing a chalav with it, only is it Ramana. The Akshachan seems to explain the way they used to do is they would soak the basar in the milk and then they would be mashing it. So then it gets back to that machlokes we once had. He did kavush first, and then he heated it up. Halacha lemaisa, this need and mu'ushan, chamei tveria that we said it's in the gros mashmas drabanan, others a mashma that's a safik deraisa, achshuch is mashma that's a safik deraisa, and the chachzam soon says drabanan. Is negated to many situations that we have. Let's say you have a hot plate. How do you view a hot plate? You heat it up, basar v'chalav on a hot plate. Are you on bishul deraisa or not? How do you view electricity? Electricity, b'kitzah.
What, that's burn the chalav burn?
Is it done to that? Is it deraisa? Is it darbana?
Is chalav beer they cooked it in the water? They didn't cook something in the water?
They cooked it in water.
It's like a regular pot.
Right. It's not Derech Bishul. Or is that the way it was done in Mishkan? So if it's not called Derech Bishul.
Wait, anytime we cook something, let's say soup,
on fire, so that's derech bishul?
Yeah, how else do you do bishul?
Now, what's the difference in like, Chametz Pera? It's the same.
First of all, who says the same? You ever tried it?
I heard it's boiling hot water.
Yeah, but the outcome is the same. Tastes the same, the food. Yeah?
I don't know.
Okay, try it and tell me what happens. So a lot of people can take on that the electricity, therefore a hot plate, is a daraisa. The Chuvah's Beis Yitzchak says, Pasha, that if someone's been vashal on Shabbos through the heat of electricity, or he cooks basam chalav through this koyach, he says, is chayiv. And even if you don't eat it, you're chayiv on the havara. And because he says the shalheves, he says, you see a shalheves, the Sharm Tzion Ba'alacha speaks that there's no chilek between if he cooked on fire, or made from wood, or from gas, or electric, it's all the same. And others clear about it. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a Tshuva Mechashleima, Chelik Alasim Yud Beis of Kotem Beis. A microwave also brings a long discussion in the Paiskim. How do we view it? Do we view it as a Daraisa or not? Rav Yashav held that microwave is considered derech bishul and therefore it's a deraisa. Others are masupik. Others are masupik. Lachamaisa, don't do it. After it's done. If it was meat with chalav, you'd be machmir, it's a safek. It's a big machmir, it's a paisim, it's a safek.
What's wrong with a tray of microwave?
It's in tray for either way.
You don't know. No, basically, you don't know. The shadow what? Is a chalav or not. You rent out a place called Sirens, and there's a microwave.
So you don't know if it is.
So you don't know if it was ever used for tray for or not?
Safik Isra no. Safik Isra no, you say?
I mean, so if they use Basil Khalab in it, then they'll create Isra no. If they use Stan Tiflis, that makes a difference.
Stan Tiflis, not Asma no, but.
Right. Does it make a difference to using that?
Suffolk, it's a different suffolk, not suffolk. We're talking about suffolk is if there is bishul basar v'chalav here. The question is on what level is it? Is one again, but yeah, but if it happened, could I be in the hand from it?
Meaning outside it's not bishul, so it would not even be. Wouldn't have a
surah. The daban. Daban, any mixture of basar v'chalav is awesome. You're asking and more of a even more shy because I'm talking about we had basar v'chalav cooked together in the microwave. You're asking another shy. First of all, please. And if it's ain't ben yomer, then it's only a sidur ban to use after ben yomer to use that thing. But it's a drabban, as we'll see in the shach. It's drabban that's in galgal from a deraisa, so we treat it like a deraisa. Your question is, it's a suffix there, right? It's a suffix that it's a suffix drabbon, and it means galgo from a suffix there, right? Okay, good. A good question. Let's wait until we get to six. Very good. Right there. And I think the first piece that we learned is bad suffix and it's galgo. Okay, Okay, now comes along the Ramban and he gives us a list of chumis. And let's try to go through it. Yesh oimim, the aser lachlis eish tachas kedir shogoy. It's also to stoke the coals, to move around the fire under the pot of a goy. The fi shehem mevashlim en pom chalov. Since the goy sometimes uses this pot to cook them chalov, pa'amim basa, ha'machat the tachas kedir shalem, bali de bishol basa v'chalov. You come to Bishop Basabachal. Now, right, keep in mind, at the end of the Ramah is going to tell us, B'dyevere lochash b'chose, B'av b'chadchilayim b'zela, Chumrois b'amah v'amek olahifse. So we have to figure out, what is this, what is the Chumrah? Now, the Ramah is telling us that Chitoy is, Chitoy could be a problem. Chitoy alone. There's a din of Chitoy Eish Tachas Kedera. Is there a Shulte Gemara in back of this? Avei de Zara. I think if I remember correctly, the Shulte Gemara of Din Avei de Zara, in the second parak, he brings in the Agos Mordechai of Shuvas Rabbein Baruch. Of there he says that this is a chitoy. Because of this is a chitoy, it's also to let the goy cook in the house of Yisrael, and the goy must have his own kelim. And separate kelim needs a kli for a challah and a kli for basa. Now the Ramah only brings down this is of in lach istachs gederes goy, and he ends off at the end. B'di'evad, you don't have to worry about all this lachatzchila. You don't have to worry. Why is it only a chumrah? Now again, the Ramah. So like I said, in the Makar over here, it seems that the Chashash went even further than what the Ramah is saying. That because of a Chashash Chitoy, you may have to make the knife separate kelim and all that. But, talk about the Chitoy alone. The Ramah brings that Chitoy alone. He says, you're going to be Mechata, because you're going to come to be involved in cooking Basa V'Cholav. So if I'm going to be cooking Basa V'Cholav, so then, why is it only a Chumrah? Why should it only be a Chumrah? I understand why you left out the second Chashash. But why should be a basar? Why should be a... Now, if the basar that's being cooked over here is nevela trefa, so then is there issa deraisa over here? Right? Nevela trefa? Maybe and maybe not. And the crazy place he wants to bring from right from here, that we don't say ein bishalach bishal over here. You see? We don't say ein bishalach bishal. So could and he right like we once spoke out from the crazy, he brought a raya from the Gemara Chulin Kovdalam Beis. So it could be that so we're not going to say in Bishach Bishol by Basav Chalav. It's Navaita, even if it was once cooked, re-cooking it. Now the Prim Gadim, Kofhei, and the Chassam Seifa, and the Yad Yehuda, they were all matcha the raya of the crazy from the Gemara Kofdal and Beis, and they held that if it was once cooked together, there's no B'shach HaBishol again. So why over here, is it a Chumrah, not a Chumrah, what's going on? So the Chassam Seifa in your days, and then the Tshuva Tzadi Beis, he writes over there that there's really many sveikas over here. There's a suffix if this power is ever used for chal. And maybe it's not a ben yoimai, kostam kederis of a goya in a ben yoimai. And also, maybe the shishim in the tashal against whatever chalav is blue in it. So that's why he explains that this mamash a chumra ba'alma, because you have to have all these tzveikas. Have all these tzveikas. Rav Kiv Eger over here says something very interesting. Rav Kiv Eger brings us to a shayla that's a hilcha shabbos like a shayla. Rav Kiv Eger, I see a dal. Yesh ha'im dos lachtes ha'esh. Koshli, ha'inim ha'chav l'vashul rak lachtes ba'esh. What's the problem here? Kavana? He has no kavana. What is kavana is to stoke the fire, that the fire should go out. Sigrationally heavy. Shemli b'shal nachim back there, basa v'gam chalav. You know that he cooked in the pot basa and also chalav? You don't know. So it's a suffix b'sigration. Meaning there's something called sigration l'sha'ava. Sigration l'abba means that I know for sure if I do A, B is going to happen. Psegresha l'sha'ava means if X happened yesterday, then vaday B is going to happen today, right? So says Rav Kiv Eger, he says, what's going on here? Shem lei b'shal nacha b'gedev g'vaz v'chol. You're right. If he did cook yesterday, bas v'chol in this pot, so today vaday being goyva on bas v'chol. But we don't know that he cooked in it. It's a suffix psegresha. Sabbath should be muta. V'tzarch leim the davka b'savid the la'ba. Shem lei hinasa kim b'maisa shleik. My goyru kisa b'sav sol the heavy suffix shem of great osi le'yasa guma. Av b'savid the avar k'may hacha. Dem yesh b'gder zu blua b'asa b'chala b'chita yze b'vadi yizbash. Al da suffix shem eim b'bli yizbaz b'chala. Ze migri b'sigresha. V'yesh la'ayin the tali b'machalik sa'arach b'alitoisvis. Which that's the reading Subis and Shabbos. If this Chakira is totally in the Aruch and the Balei Taisvis, by Psikresha Le'nichle, what's the whole Lamdas of Psikresha? And then further than three lines up from the bottom of the first column, he says, Achim L'dasa Taz, Archaish Goshom L'dasa Tor, Benoyal Ateva of Suffing Yesh Zavuv in the Mutal Lenala, David Dovashin is Chavin. After the segregation, come on, come to my shams of the segregation, came the chayyim beneath and the dan had the gomer. The taz over there, and Shinta Zayin Atzgimel, he holds that it's not a segregation. So, then he goes on and says, and even if it is a segregation, you have the aruch holds it's like nichle, and therefore it's mitlachatchila. So, Kivega over here is telling us that the reason why it's a chumra is because one of the machat is not mischavin to cook the bas b'chalav, and even if it's psikresha the sha'ava, then according to Taz, not considered psikresha. And even if it is a psikresha, you have always the sheet to sa'arach, that's la nichale, and according to arach, will be mutzalach atchila. Now, the shach comes along, and the shach says, in Oysir Ches, says as follows, he says, Miu, basa lav dafka. What are we talking about a bit? What's in this pot? What's in the pot? You're cooking meat? So, says the shach, basa lav dafka. Elohadin shardvar, I'm cooking vegetables. The guy is cooking vegetables. Still, says the shach, it's awesome. The Zubasataima. Meaning, and he ends up, he says, Miu ein bezel chumra ba'alma vein oilam nizhar bezel. This chumra eid oilam is not nizhari. Right? This is a chumra ba'alma, and that, what's it going back on? The chari is going back on the list for shar dvar. Meaning, if the guy's cooking basar in the pot, so that's a chumra that the Ramah is bringing down, and people are nizhari. But the chumra that if the guy is cooking vegetables in the pot, and maybe this pot was used for basa v'chalav, that already not. So the crazy placey and the prim godim in Oysir Ches, he brings down over here. He says, Ein shach, they know the star bezel. The ein bezel chumra baum. Ein crazy place to see him. Ladina basa v'chal v'yesh b'shach b'shach. The Dina Basakal has Bishach Bisho. Kamagam Blue Ashab Secha Kdera me Basa Bachal Yachad. If the pot is blue from Basa Bachalov in the pot, so she Yifla the Chutz Viz Basho Le Chashit. That they were in Chashit. The Zele Avadarach Bisho. So a chash that maybe the guy is using a pot that was used for basar and chalav, and now the basar and chalav is going to come out of that. A basar, because they're going to use chalav, but that's what they were chashish for. Then he goes to Mashkazo, a crazy place, basar and chalav, kosher brother, they're basar and chalav, it's achka, fine. Agobanim, so he's learning over here, he's explaining to Shach that If it's just down a path with your rockets or something like that, that's not going to be a problem. The Yadud also speaks that he says that on the bleas and the pot probably were already cooked together. If they use the ones for bas, the ones for chav, so it's already another tzayin b'shach b'shal. But Rabbanan, so that's what comes out. The chumra over here is that if the guy is cooking meat in the pot, not to do chitui underneath the pot. Why is it a chumra? So that we explain for one of the many reasons. Either because we hold ein b'shach b'shal, or because maybe he didn't use it for that, or maybe it's bottle, and the Aruch HaShulchan and Oislam and Barhetim and Rechis Yaakov and Mashman that the Shach is going back even on the Shabbos that the Oum's not there again. Not just on the Iraqis. Okay, so that's the first Chumra of the Ramah. That's the first Chumra of the Ramah. Second Chumra of the Ramah. Is there the clean cups? Yeah, I'm going to take a drink of water from you. 1 second. Sorry. The second Chumra over here, Ramah says, Oid Kosvu, the Ein La Arev, Mayim Shedichu Bem Kli Basa, in Mayim Shedichu Bem Kli Chalav. So the way they used to wash the dishes was they had this big pot of water, they would boil up the water, so to have hot water, then they put all the dishes in it to clean it. So it says, don't mix the water that was used to wash the Kli Basa with the water that was used to wash the Kli Chalav. And then take that water and give it lifnei behema dasur mana because asmana. Now says the shach oisides haynu kshedicham b'mayim roischem. When I wash the kelim with hot water ve'ervam kach roischem, and I mix them when they're boiling hot. Halav achinu asmana kivdeinu asmina teir al derech bishul. So the Shach is learning that what? That this whole chum is dafka when I wash the kelim in hot water in a kli rishon, and then I mix the water, the hot water with each other also in a kli rishon. Because if it's not in a kli rishon, there's no bishul over here. Right? So we're not be asim in a teira. We're not be asim in a. So once I understand, so why is it a chumrah? And if I make all a hibsit, so I'm a bishul basar chalav. Frektor b'kiveger and the crazy, 1 second, we have even a bigger problem. Why is the Ramah talking about feeding it to the animal? If this is hano or not, this bishul basar chalav over here, you're cooking basar chalav. So you're cooking the basar chalav. Says Rav Kiveger. Right, you look at Rav Kiveger. He says, "Kashali dim came over hano little arab mitamis bishul." I'm not sure what he's saying. Ach kachrisi, the amen bizar places cutting it dalid. Ve'ula yeshlev the married that mayim shemshnei kenev him shishim keneger ha'echad. That perhaps, talking about where there was shishim either against the bus or against the challah. So now what? So now it's for sure not a bishul deraisa, and therefore it's mutabar no. So then what's the problem over here? If it's not a bishul deraisa, there's no bishul taking place. Says Rukivega, Ella da asal arev lahanis merede bimvatol isal chatchila. But also the dina deim vatlin raklin yachila vano of the bishul emetzinu king. Says Rukiveger, that what was the possible isra over here? Emevatlin isal chatchila. Emevatlin isal chatchila was only said when you're doing it for achila or for hana. But if I'm just doing a bishul, there's no problem then. No, you saw it, right? So there's no problem. So therefore, I had a kasha. Then why are we talking about Hana? There's a bishul happening for that. Well, if the whole problem is involved in Sechatchilo, that already is not a problem. And that din we only find by Chila Hana, not by bishul. So why is it a Chumrah?
How
do you
have this? What? How are you moving about this in the Chatchilo? What do you mean? To start with, you never have a tzir of the Bosa Chol.
So what are you asking on?
Are you saying, how do you have... What's the case? I don't understand what the case is. In order to get Tarebas of Bosa Chol, so they need to mix, the waters need to mix together. If they're only mixing together in the water, which
say, is... Where did you see that idea? We went through this. Kiveg and Tshuva. Simrei Zayin, man, we started on it for a long time with Tosfos and Nida, Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Sanhedrin. Exactly, very good. Baruch, right? So if you take a look at Tshuva's Rebbe Kiveg, it's Simrei Zayin, where he says, Bamas is Takano, is the Timavato Bas of Chol, because Bas of Chol is told in Nesinus Dam. There's no Nesinus Dam, there's no Isser. So, by other Isurim, there's they asked it. So the question is, but the tshuva over the ends off, he says, but still, the Darbanan Zasa. Right? That's the ends off. Kvetches, and he says, so then why is it only a chumra? If the Darbanan Zasa to be nana from it, so then. So this is the Nakuda SB. You have to figure out how to keep Eger. Comes along the Michas Yaakov and he in Pehei Oisites, he wants to learn not like the Shach. He learns that we're talking about over here cold water. You wash it, we're in the second Chumrah of the Ramana. You wash it with the cold water. Aye, so what's the Chashash? Still, there's a Mokim to be Machmir because there's an Indian not to be Goyer of Taroivis Basvachal. Stay away from making any type of mixture of basa v'chalav. But avada, we're clearly talking about over here, with there's no bishul, you're not coming to a bishul, and if it was a bishul, it would be derech bishul, which is asa medina, and bishul and ano, he wants to say. Avada would be asa bishul ba'ano. But we're not talking about that, we're talking about where it's cold water. And the Yad Huden Oistesvav also writes this. He says, it's also to be Goyer and Basav Chal B'tzaynein. And you're not allowed to be daf can make Basav Chal of B'tzaynein in order to be Nehenna from it. You know, right, why would a person do it? Maybe there's a type of not from it. He says, and even he was a Chiddush. And because for the fact that we find that there are those Shittas, remember in the beginning of the Simen, the Mashal, brought down the Taz and Shach, that there are Shittas that hold that is Issa, not even by Bas V'chav Darabana. So we also, you cannot make this Taroifis of Bas V'chav. So we have two Malchim in the second Chumrah of the Ramah. Either of Kiveger, that one should not be Mevatal Isser, or Mevatal Basar V'chav V'chav and Basar L'chatchila, one should not. Right? We looked from a card to this. But here it's Ramah, and we had the Tshuva of Kivega. Or the second Malach is that no, we're talking about Tzaynanim and Afa Bikim. Don't create Taroibis of Basim Chalav, even B'tzaynim. Okay, the third Chumrah The third chumra in the Rama, Oid Kasvu. The kli shoyz the maimim lechafifa sarayish. Ein l'shamish boy. Don't use it. The oisin oisa me'efesh alakira. Regilus hu l'sarav sham basa v'chalav. V'lechein yesh l'sarav. Okay. So this kli that they make in it is shampoo. So now, the efekira, what's going on here with the ashes? The ashes of the kira had mixed into it some basa, some chal, that spritzed over, the pot overflows, things spill out, so there's a mess. There's a mess. And now when I go in, I take a handful of these ashes and I cook it in a pot. So it comes out that this kli that's being used to cook up the afer is cooking basa v'chalav. So this bli is a basa v'chalav. The basa v'chalav is mixed in the afer. This bli is in the pot. So why is it only a chumrah again? Why is it only a chumrah? So the Minchas Yaakov says, in Ayin Vav Yischof Zayin, says the reason why it's a chumrah is because there's afer over there. And the afer is play game, the basa v'chalav. As it's before in the Shulchan Aruch later on, it said the hey is dalit. Except what? Over there we saw that the Taz and the Shach argued with the Shulchan Aruch. Taz and the Shach held that it's not pagim. It's separate. It's not pagim. The Efer is not pagim. And many places can take on like this Taz and Shach. So the Mechaz Yaakov adds, he says, also there's another Chashash over here. Sorry, what's that? What did I just say? So why is it only Chumrah? So we said the Eifas Pagim. So that's not good teretz, because the Shach Tazah is over there. So Mechaz Yaakov adds on that the whole Chashash over here, that maybe Basa spritzed over, Chalv spritzed over, that's a chashash ma'am. How often does that happen? And even and also more than that, even if you tell me that it did spritz over, but it's next to the fire, probably got burnt up. It's lachluchas we're talking about. So lachluchas dried up. It's batal. And the derech was also to, he says also there, the derech was to make this mayim and efer, and the kli was through iroi or klisheni, different other things. So Akapanim, and we saw Taka Mefarshim then when we learned the Sadi Hey, the Kusa Kesef, the Taz, the Shach, they all Mitzayim back to this Ramo over there. The crazy placey brings down Hashem the Tzemach Tzedek and the Chas Yaakov that Afer is playing in the Tama Basa B'Cholav. The Pichadosh Patsin Adel Amaisa. However, the Prim Gadim himself and the Chavis Das over there in Chedush of Chabal is Chosh with Das and Das and Shach. It is not to be made unless Sebsim Rubo or Tzerich Shabbos. Chavis Adam Patsin and Shachar. Kids is lot of Mepharshim back and forth. So, comes out that for one of these many reasons that the Michas Yaakov brings down, is why it's only a chumrah. Now the Shach goes ahead. The Shach says, in Oischav, he says, one second. Why? What's going on over here? How am I allowed to use this shampoo? Sharinana. Shandalecha is roishai. Kivin sheini davash achila chashvana. Kishinana we go for Issa. So what does this mean? So the Chavis Das in Oisbeis. Chavis Das says as follows. Chavis Das in his base. Kos the Shach. Nira Kavanasai. What was the Shach talking about? The Loyam Rinim Be'issa Hanoch Hatichanas Nefela. By Isra, no, we don't say Chatech Nasim Veda. She a gufa Chatech Osaba, no. Something which is a Dvar Chilo, on that day the Mechadish Chatech Nasim Veda. Something which is not Oime for Chilo, right? That says, Kim Sheine Dvar Chdovish Chilo, Chashva, no. And we don't say, by Isra, no, Chatech Nasim Veda. Kim Shurak is a drabana, don't understand me. Mashaink and leading the Behemoth the El, the Nehena, me a tam gufei, but Mashu mutam the Behemoth. That's why he's understanding the Shach's coming to answer. Why don't we say Chatechatz with Nasa Revela? We don't say the Gabe the Isser Hana. The Yad Avram explains the Shach that starting out with the bus and the Chav itself. Did not become Afer. Didn't become Afer. So now when I rub my head, when I wash my head, I'll be a nana from what? So the shampoo then was the ashes. The nana from the ashes, and not from what's mixed into it. And the question is that Hare, part of the ashes, you know, you're not using the pieces of food that are in the ashes. You're taking the ashes itself. But Hare, the ashes themselves are made from basav chalav, right? There's basav chalav that became ashes. So it should be also by no. Because like the Mishnah, Tzmur Lam Gimel Beis says that this basav chalav is min ha-nikbarim. The ashes is also by no. So and you take a look at the Rav over there. The Rav says, well, what type of no? For kibas begotten. They used to use it as a detergent also, ashes. And the Rav asks like the Zosim, Achaz Asus, Perk Tess, Allah Ka'alof. The Rav asks that the Zis are not from the Afer. So the Chara, there should be Yisra no. The crazier place he is, you know, his dali is, why is the offer asur? Even according to the Magna Mefshah Sachatai, still, if I squeeze out the Tam Cholov completely from the Basa, the Basa goes back to Heter. And like the Taz and Kofei Yoisi Gimel. My Basa blew up, where Basa was blew a Cholov through the Chamacham. I'm sorry, then touch another piece of Chamacham without Reitiv. So we say in a blue, yet a blue Reitiv, only Tam Basa. And doesn't ask it in the givings or whatever. So he says if it gets burnt up, the Basa should go back to being Heter. And the Tam Chalvani dries out and gets. Therefore, the crazy place he says that the whole din of Afron Asa is only din Darbanan. That din of the Mishnah over there is only a din Darbanan in order to be Mafish Misura. But Min HaTorah Be'emes, it's Mutter. And Minchas Yaakov also writes like that. So according to them, comes out that which it says in the Mishnah, that Nikbarim LeYisrifu, and the Afer is also, it's not going back on Basav Chalav over there. Agobanim, the chumras that seem to come out of the Ramah. The Ramah does end off. Ramah ends off with continues. He says v'lechein yesh lasik gavkan neshtamish v'nekder shal tanur shabes acharif in the oven so that it doesn't crack from the heat. They had like a pot built in which held water in it. Shlil is the uber itself that's found in the womb of the Behem after the Shechita. Vashel shlil b'chalav chayim. Chinoichel. Vashel shilya, that's the sack that the blood is found in. Oy or, v'gidim atzomez v'ikri kanayim v'tzalfayim v'rachim. pater. But does this is darbanan to eat it with chalav? Chena eichlam pater. Chena eichlam pater. Okay, so in Zion we'll have to get into the discussion of atzamis. Atzamis, which the discussion of gelatin. But that comes up a little later also in this simon, actually. The Yavish. It comes up later on in Sefiu. Okay, so we'll get back to that. Okay, so we'll continue with Sim Zion. And we'll hopefully finish up the simon. So.